KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, a family-operated business offering farm equipment that works as hard as you do. And at 7:08, we have partly cloudy skies and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy and very windy today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with severe storms possible later in the day. We'll have a high around 70, a high wind warning in effect from noon today until midnight for the entire listening area for winds out of the south at 20 to 40 miles per hour with gusts up to near 70 at times. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The National Weather Service reports widespread, very strong winds are anticipated this afternoon and this evening, but severe thunderstorms are possible as well. A line of severe thunderstorms is expected to move rapidly west to east across central Iowa between 4 and 8 p.m. at speeds of 60 to 70 miles per hour. The primary severe weather threats will be damaging winds and a few tornadoes. With non-thunderstorm winds already gusting at 60 to 70 miles per hour, winds in the thunderstorms could reach 80 miles per hour or more. Conditions could change very rapidly today with little reaction time as the storms approach. You should monitor weather conditions closely and have a nearby safe shelter available. There is an enhanced risk of severe weather, including damaging winds and tornadoes for Cass, Adair, Madison, Harrison, and most of Pottawatomie County, along with the southern half of Shelby, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties, and the western half of Crawford and Monona counties. And there is a moderate or higher risk of degree to the northern parts of Shelby County, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties, and the eastern half of Crawford County, along with all of Carroll County today. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Alex Longo yesterday said the county is under a burn ban until at least 8 a.m. Thursday. The burn ban is issued by local or state officials at the request of local fire chiefs. During periods of extremely dry conditions or other such conditions when open burning may constitute a danger to life or property. And as we mentioned, there is a high wind warning in effect today across all of Iowa. Any fires that should start either accidentally or otherwise can be explosive and spread very quickly. Violating the burn ban is a simple misdemeanor punishable by a fine. Now, with today's expected high winds and thunderstorms that are forecast, several school districts are letting classes out early to avoid the buses having to deal with those strong crosswinds. Adair Casey Guthrie Center will have a 2.5-hour early dismissal today. Audubon is dismissing the elementary at 12:50 p.m., middle and high school at 1 o'clock. Bedford Schools dismissing at 1:15. CAM at its 2-hour early dismissal. Charter Oak Ute will dismiss at 1 o'clock. Coon Rapids Baird is closing at 12:45. Griswold at 1 o'clock. Lennox dismisses at 1 o'clock also. Nottoway Valley will have a 2-hour early dismissal. Orient Maxburg and Panorama are closing at 1 o'clock. Southwest Valley is closing at 1 o'clock, and their early childhood center will close also at 1 o'clock. No afternoon preschool at Southwest Valley. West Central Valley is closing at 12:30. West Harrison will close at 1 o'clock. And all of those schools that had activities scheduled for tonight will not do so. Those are canceled. Members of the Exira EHK School Board on Monday voted to approve a $1 per hour raise for all classified staff, and that includes bus drivers on routes and, in the second semester, custodians. According to Superintendent Trevor Miller, the move comes amid competition from other potential employers and a shortage of workers. The board, he said, wanted to show its appreciation for the hard work that classified staff does. To his knowledge, Miller said it's the first time the board has issued a raise for classified staff in the middle of the year. In other business, the Exira EHK board approved one new hire during their meeting on Monday. Jordan Webster will take over the district leadership team position. Elsewhere in the news, police in Red Oak arrested a woman Tuesday night who was wanted on a Cass County warrant for forgery. Authorities say 56-year-old Larissa Louise Buckley of Red Oak was taken into custody a little after 9 p.m. in the 200 block of West Reed Street in Red Oak. Buckley was transported to the Montgomery-Cass County line and turned over to Cass County deputies before being transported to Atlantic. She was being held in the Cass County jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Officials at the Harlan Police Department Tuesday said five arrests had taken place over the past week. On Monday, 48-year-old Hector Casanova Cantu of Manila was arrested for driving while barred. Last Friday, 27-year-old Jack Andrew Brown of Omaha was arrested for OWI, carrying weapons, possession of drug paraphernalia, no proof of insurance, and failure to display a license plate. On December 9th, 49-year-old Christopher James Peterson and 28-year-old Kevin James Kesselberg, both of Harlan, were arrested for criminal mischief, reckless driving, and stopping were prohibited. And 46-year-old Weston John Gustafson of Harlan was arrested December 9th on an active Shelby County warrant. Two juvenile suspects have been arrested after separate online threats led to some Sioux City schools being placed on lockdown Tuesday. Woody Gottberg reports from Sioux City.
A 14-year-old girl was taken into custody after a threat against Sioux City's East High School after allegedly posting a picture of a gun and stating she was heading to the school. Police say she created a fake profile on Snapchat and made the post to alarm people but had no plan to carry out that threat. She's been charged with Class D felony counts of terrorism threats and harassment. In an unrelated incident, for making a threat against Sioux City's West High School. The county attorney's office is considering charges against him. Because of the threats, East Middle School and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School also made the decision to lock down their buildings. Police say students and staff at all of the schools were safe at all times in their buildings.
And that is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland and Kinsey dealer in Atlantic. Lindeman Tractor, true blue.